This is Twit.
I wanted to kind of talk about QSL cards. It's been a few years since I did this, and some of you may be new to the hobby. So once you get out there and start contesting and DXing, you're probably going to start to get nice little stacks of cards in from the bureau. And so what are you going to do with these? Are you going to get direct cards in the mail directly from them to you instead of in a package like this from the bureau? So what you're going to need to do once you start DXing and contesting, getting on HF, is you're going to need to get some QSL cards. You can go anywhere. I know Amanda does these. I get mine from Randy, KB3IFH. He does my cards. But and then you kind of have to just, they're going to, you just have to look in your log and you kind of fill it out. I'll put this here. Certain things you need. You need the date. You need the time in UTC. You need the band or frequency, and you need to give them your, you know, your mode, your signal report. And up here, this actual box is for if you use a if you have to go through a QSL manager, that's where you put their call, so it would go to him to let them know that you're QSLing. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you if you want to get a, if you're like, say you worked a country and you want to get confirmation, you have to send them a card, and you're usually going to have to send them IRCs or green stamps. Because some of these people who work from these rare entities, and they may be running 150, 200 people an hour, and if they're from a rare country in Africa, it's going to bankrupt them if they have to send all these cards to everybody for free. So that's why you want to at least cover their postage, the cost of their cards, their envelopes, things like that. So most of them require two or three green stamps. So when you go to their web, their QRZ page, they'll usually tell you if they use a QSL manager, or if you can send it direct, or if you can go through the bureau, which is the cheapest way to do it. But if you want to get a card quickly and you want to send it direct, then you want, or even through the bureau, if you want a card back, you want to circle the PSE, please QSL. That means that you want them to send you a card back. If they sent you a card and you're just sending them a back, then you just hit the TNX, thanks. So they don't have to send you a card back. And then what you do is you get, I get, they look the same. Here, I'll put them up here. These are my airmail envelopes, but if you notice, one's a little bit bigger than the other. See that? And so you can put one inside the other. Now, I get November 2, MikeZuluZulu.com sells these. So you can sell the inner and the outer, you know, so to speak. That's William Plum. He'll sell these. He's a ham. And what you do is you obviously put your address. And then I put my address up in the upper. So I always get labels because it really goes a lot faster when you have labels. So I'll address it to myself, from myself. And then I put my QSL card in, the envelope they're going to send back to me. But before I do, I write my call sign on that envelope. And I'll show you why in a second. But I'll put my card in there. Now say he requires 3 green stamps. It's not good to send cash through the mail, but sometimes it's unavoidable because they'll only take green stamps. So you put a few bucks in there. And it's got your call sign there. And the reason it has that is when they get this envelope and they pull this one out and they pull your card out of here and they write you a new card, they might not remember which QSL card goes with it, which envelope. Because a lot of people's QSL cards don't have their names on them. They just have a call sign, but your envelope just has your name on it. So they might not be, then they have to go look it up on QRZ, see what your name is and find the right envelope. So it's just a lot easier for them in case they do separate from each other that they know which envelope. So I always do that as a little trick. And then when I put this in here, I put it in upside down because if I put it in this way and it's in there, when they come through with their little letter opener, it could accidentally rip this one open too. So I just put this one in upside down. Seal it off. Address it to them. stamp with the international stamp and mail it off. So it's real easy for him to send me a card back. He's got enough money to help pay for it and all is well. Now, if you can do the bureau, if you can wait for the bureau or they only want to get it back by the bureau, that's really easy. You fill all your cards out. And when you're done and you're ready to send them to the bureau, you're probably going to want to let them stack up because you have to pay a $6 fee and then a wait charge. So the more cards you have, that $6 wait charge gets distributed, a lot easier. Over more cards than just a couple of cards. If you're sending two cards off and it's $1.18 for the first, ounce, and then $6, you're paying $7.15 for two cards versus if you do 100, $7.18 for 100. It's a lot cheaper. So you fill them all out, and then you put them into country code prefix. So Germany is Delta Lima, so that's D. Japan is Juliet Alpha, so that would come after the Delta Lima. The England is a G normally, but there you'll find some M's that are England. So you need to put the M's with the G's because the G is the main country code prefix. Now you can go online and pull up the country code prefix to help you figure out which ones they go in, and then you put that in country code prefix, alphabetical order, put it into a box or an envelope along with proof that you're an ARRL member, because to use the bureau, you do need to be an ARRL member, any level, and then you have to pay your rate. Now, hang on, let me show you the rates. So it's $1.15 an ounce plus $7. I'm sorry, I had it wrong, $7. So if you had a pound and a half of cards, about 225 cards, it's going to be $34. But divide that by 225, it's still the better deal. But if you only did two cards, you're going to pay $8.15 for two cards. So that's not the better deal. So it's always best to let that stack up and, before you send them all off to the bureau. So hopefully that helps you guys a little bit.